Good morning and welcome to this week's broadcast of The White Way. My name is Reverend Saul Kalu, resident minister of the Makawa Hunganji Mission in Maui. This month of August marks the 68th year anniversary of the first atomic bombing of the city of Hiroshima in Japan. It was August 6, 1945, when the first bomb was dropped and a second bomb fell on Nagasaki 3 days later. These two events were the first time in human history that the power of the atom was unleashed to cause immense death and destruction. The power of just one of the bombs alone was enough to totally destroy a major Japanese city and cause thousands of people to lose their lives instantly. I was born after the war, and so I did not know about Hiroshima and Nagasaki until I studied world history in high school, and even then, I paid no attention to the significance of the bombings. There was a war. Japan fought the United States and lost, and that was all I knew and cared about. The war did not affect my life at all, and so to me, it was nothing. It wasn't until the summer of 2003 when I went on a vacation in Japan and visited the Nagasaki Atom Bomb Museum that the horrors of that nuclear bombing really hit hard. The exhibits of actual items recovered from the site and the pictures of the bombing victims were really moving, and it was hard for me to suppress my emotions. Pictures of old men, women, children, and soldiers alike, horribly burned, blood-stained clothes and bandages, everyday household items like silverware melted and fused. The scenes were just heartbreaking. 4 years later, I visited the Hiroshima Museum, and it evoked the same emotion of sadness at the results of man's resorting to violence to resolve differences. We human beings can send ourselves to the moon and back and spend billions of dollars to eliminate the diseases that kill us, but we pay little attention to rooting out the motivations that cause us to kill each other. The history of mankind is a history of wars and conquest. For thousands of years, man has been unable to liberate himself from fear of violent death due to the actions of his fellow men. And why is that? Because we cannot get rid ourselves of hatred, discrimination, selfishness, and desires. We are blinded by our delusions, our ego, our bonno, or blind passions that prevents us from seeing things as they really are. Our desire to possess creates attachment and discrimination, as in, this is mine, this is my territory, you look different from us and speak a different language, therefore you do not belong with us, and so on. This desire to possess and discriminate is strengthened by the belief that the world and everything in it is real and permanent. The Buddha taught that nothing is ever permanent and things are always in a constant state of change. So to think that our lives and material things are permanent is wishful thinking. Surely we realize that no one can live forever and that no one carries money, power, or beauty with him or her at death. Most wars begin with a desire to conquer other people or possess others' wealth or resources. But sometimes wars can begin by simple arguments and petty quarrels among tribal groups that escalate out of desire to avenge a hurt ego. Where there is no forgiveness, patience, or tolerance among nations, there can be no lasting peace. The anniversary of the atomic bombings in Japan reminds us that it is all the more imperative that mankind pursue world peace and avoid the path of war. The Cold War between the world superpowers, they say, ended in the early 90s, but it didn't make the world any safer. The nuclear weapons are still there, but now they are 100 times more powerful than the ones used in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And worse, more countries have come to possess nuclear weapons than ever before. The threat of nuclear war, with the resulting end of all life on Earth, never went away. For 68 years ago today, the world was forever changed. The technology for the biggest weapons of mass destruction was released into the world. like a genie in a bottle that can no longer be returned. It reminds me of the story of Pandora's box, a Greek mythological story of how evil was released into the world that had previously been free of suffering and sorrow. Pandora received the box from one of the gods that was locked shut and which she was not to open under any circumstances. But her curiosity made her unlock and open the lid, and out flew all the evils known to man, like sickness, death, hatred, and so on, that have caused humans to suffer from then on. She tried to close the box, but it was too late. However, one last thing flew out of the box, and it was not an evil thing. It was called hope. And indeed, there is always hope that reason will prevail, and another world war, this time with nuclear weapons, can be prevented. Wars start from the minds of men. Therefore, peace too can be achieved the same way. Properly understanding the Buddha's teaching of impermanence and interdependence leads to a diminishing of desire and the ego. When the ego is subdued, hatred, discrimination, selfishness, and craving are also diminished. Forgiveness, tolerance, and loving kindness is nurtured instead. Peace comes from within. Inner peace leads to true happiness that is not dependent on having material possessions that can cause people to fight each other. A person whose mind is free from attachments is a person who is not enslaved by his ego, and he is at peace with himself and the world. Let us reflect on the meaning of the atomic bombings that happened 68 years ago this month, and not only that, on the senselessness of war itself. Nobody really wins in a war. By giving in to anger and the use of force to resolve issues, mankind loses. Shinran Shonin reminds us in one of his wasan or poems that despite our flattering self-appraisal, we are filled with selfishness and violence. He says, "Ignorance and blind passions abound, pervading everywhere like innumerable particles of dust. Desire and hatred, arising out of conflict and accord, are like high peaks and mountain ridges." Buddhist sutras teach us that a life based on anger, hatred, and resentment will inevitably result in suffering. As the Dhammapada says, "He was angry with me, he attacked me, he defeated me, he robbed me." Those who dwell on such thoughts will never be free from hatred. "He was angry with me, he attacked me, he defeated me, he robbed me." Those who do not dwell on such thoughts will surely be free from hatred. For hatred can never put an end to hatred. Love alone can. This is an unalterable law. Let us all think deeply about the issue of peace. In the past, hatred, war, and conflict brought great suffering. Today, they may bring about the destruction of all of us. Now is the time to nurture peace in our minds, our families, our communities, and our world. We can no longer afford injustice and war. Namo Amida Butsu.